Well, good morning and welcome to not just Friday, not just the last day of October, but Halloween. All right. 1320 WILS. Throw It Hard Friday later this hour as we wrap up our final hour here together. Let's get a little financial going. And everybody and their brother was it seemed like, given their earnings reports, we get Apple and Amazon and Microsoft, and I think even some of the retail places like Chipotle. I don't know. There's a lot of numbers out there. But I gotta bring this to you because our pal, Dr. Timothy Nash, Senior Vice President Emeritus, Director of Director of the Center for Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship over to Northwood University, my wife's alma mater in Midland. And joined today because they wrote an article together in Detroit News. This is pretty cool. How you write an article with your granddaughter. That's pretty awesome. Her name's Evelyn, and they both join us now. I think we got Evelyn as well. Hey, Dr. Nash. Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. What a privilege to be able to write with your granddaughter. That's pretty awesome.
She's a gem. She's right here.
Hi.
Did you hear her? She said hello.
I did. Yeah, I hear this. Okay, so how do you write with your granddaughter? How old? Evelyn, I know it's not polite to ask a lady her age, but how old are you?
11.
11 years old, and granddad's got you working already. Did he? Mm-hmm. I hope he pays you.
No.
You get paid in love and Christmas gifts.
She's hesitating on how much she's going to get paid.
Yeah. I hear that, don't we all? Hey, so you guys wrote this article on an opinion piece in the Detroit News on Halloween spending reaching record highs. Even though everybody is, you know, we're in shutdown government, shutdown now, we got the boo hiss, bad economy, everybody's, you know, doom and gloom. We're going into the holiday season pretty soon. Why are we record highs? Was it all on just candy?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. Last year we spent $11.6 billion. This year it's estimated we'll spend $13.1 billion. So overall spending is up by almost 13%. And Evelyn and I were having this conversation last weekend about what we were going to spend, who or what we were going to dress up as. And then she had read an article about candy prices being higher. So, Ev, why don't you tell Mike about what you discovered regarding candy prices?
I think the reason costumes were more expensive this year than last year because the material of the many costumes, the costume itself, were made outside of the U.S., and they were tariffs.
Okay.
And so there you go. I said candy and her work was in the area of costumes. That's, as always, she's keeping Grandpa in line. But, yeah, she brought up the fact that she's wearing her Beetlejuice costume right now. And she had her costume from last year, and she noticed that the prices were higher. And that's literally how things got sparked. And then we talked about, the fact that candy is going to be up almost 12% this year over last year. And that's due to bad weather in West Africa and some crop disease in West Africa, where about 80% of all the cocoa to make chocolate comes from.
Oh, but Evelyn, so let me get this right, because you're wearing your costume from last year that you saved from Beetlejuice, right?
No,
she was, okay. She was comparing. She had her costume from last year, Mike, and decided she wanted to be Beetlejuice, and then noticed that it was more than she had spent last year, and we were looking into why. And she's the one that came up with, so many of the materials to make costumes are made outside of the U.S., the cloth, et cetera, and then they make the costumes in the U.S., and they're up quite a bit this year, a little over 13% for costumes.
Evelyn, let me ask you this. Do you go over to Grandpa's house for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. They put it on big time, don't they? Is everything Grandpa talks about at the Thanksgiving table, is it all about how much the turkey cost and everything like that?
Yeah. It never gets old, though.
That's good. He's kind of a fun guy, isn't he? Grandpa's kind of a fun guy, isn't he, Evelyn?
Yeah.
So at 11 years old, let me just ask you this, because you're already writing articles with your gramps. Is this something you want to go into? Is this something you have financial stuff? Is this something you're interested in?
I am very interested in it, and I'd like to keep continuing writing articles with him, definitely.
That is awesome. What a privilege. So are you good in school? Be honest, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about school?
I do like reading and writing.
You get that down. You've got the world on a string, young lady. That's fantastic. Hey, Tim, are you dressing up with Evelyn? You going to be one of the Beetlejuice people?
No, actually, my wife is kind of in charge of Halloween here at the Nash household. So I have been informed, or I was informed about a week ago. I was telling Evelyn today that I'm going to be Brew from Minions. And she said, no, Grandpa, it's Gru. So I'm dressing up as Gru from Minions, and my wife is going to be, as always, the head minion of the household.
Of course. That's the way it works, man. Just to wrap this up and to get back.
What are you dressing up, or who are you dressing up as, Mike?
I'm going as some dude in a pair of blue jeans, and we're going bowling.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm just me. I'm just me in a flannel shirt and a pair of blue jeans. We're going bowling, which ought to be comical because I haven't bowled in like 2 or 3 years. I was saying to Nick Nurbin, I know I'm going to drop the bowling ball. That's just the way it is. But so I want to wrap this up, though, with you talking about financial stuff. Are you and I going to be talking about, because going into the holiday season after this, let's say in January, are we going to be talking about how much more credit card debt people are racking up because of the high cost of candy, the high cost of costumes, the high cost of gifts, the high cost of shipping, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I unfortunately think you're right that household debt will be higher, but hopefully what we're going to see moving into the new year is that the regulatory cuts, which take place at the beginning of 2026 in areas such as natural gas, and then the tax cuts from the One Big Beautiful Bill, will result in an economy growing at between 3% and 4%, and people will have a chance, hopefully, to begin to pay down some of those credit card debts.
Well, and the federal workers hopefully will end up with a check here pretty soon. I don't know. We'll see how long that one sticks it out there. But it's cool. What a cool privilege to be able to write an article in the Detroit News. Look it up. You'll see it. The high cost of Halloween. Dr. Tim Nash and his granddaughter, Evelyn. How do you say your last name, Evelyn? Is it Bogman?
It's Bogman.
Bogman, of course.
Yeah.
Had I done better in phonics in school, I could have sounded that one out, you know, but that's just me.
Mike, we really appreciate you having us on your show on Halloween, and let's just make it one of those special days where we have a lot of fun and celebrate. Have a great weekend, and hopefully Washington, D.C. will get us back to work on Monday if we're a federal employee.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Hey, thanks a lot. Happy Halloween. We'll talk to you later here, Tim, probably maybe
Thank
next
you
week at some point.
Austin.
You're
Likewise,
very welcome, my dear.
Keep up the great work. Give
all right,
bride
see you
a hello
later.
From the Nashes.
I will do so. Bye, guys. How about that? Now, I just want to just say, you know, sometimes we talk about, well, that's a perfect example right there. I'm trying to figure out how to put this. Young lady is in a family that knows the quality of reading, writing, manners. Grandpa said at the end, I want you to say thank you, Mr. Austin, or her mom and dad or somebody did. She's doing good. She's going to continue to do good. You know she's going to do good. Tim's a good guy. But generationally, it's how you raise them. We're in charge of ourselves. And that young lady's going to be a leader. Just the fact that she likes to read and write, Grandpa's got her writing articles for the Detroit News. And she helped her. Said, probably do this little bit of research, young lady, and she does. And then says, thank you, Mr. Austin. I love it. All right, 1320 WILS. We got to get to Tanya Krause-Phelan, Cooley Law School. We'll talk about this lawsuit and SNAP benefits and all of that. Groovy news later and more. Mike Austin, your morning wake up, 1320 WILS.